Hello, 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 and welcome back to the show. Sorry I'm feeling low energy today. I'm filming this the same day that I filmed the last episode, which if you heard that, depressing AF, men be depressing AF. I don't have the same energy. I feel like it's the way I'm sitting in this mic hold. Okay, does that give me a little more energy now that I'm sitting up straight and I'm up and about? I can't fake it. I'm not going to fake it till I make it. Put a smile on your face and pretend. Smile, sweetie. Oh, sorry to anyone who I triggered with that statement. Today, we're going to get back into the original OG story time. If you listen to episode 1 and 2, this is kind of a continuation of that. What was episode 3? Let me take a look. Episode 3, we talked about the situationship I had. And, episode 3, 4, and 5 were all about this situationship. That took up a hefty amount in my brain and my life. Today we're going back to the basics. I'm going to be talking about how I lived in a homeless shelter for a night. This is a story time on living in a homeless shelter. So after my episode, if you haven't heard prior episodes, I had an episode of psychosis, which if you want to hear more, feel free to wind it back. Though during this time, I started going to some community non-for-profit organizations, one of which was a homeless shelter. So I was going there like every day just for the drop-in, meeting people who were doing a lot of drugs. I didn't do any of the drugs, felt very uncomfortable there. I was mostly just going there and like sleeping. They had a music program that I was a part of, and that's where I met some people two or three I'm still friends with, and they're very talented musicians. Though I stopped going there because it got triggering, trigger warning. So I was so depressed living in my apartment alone after losing my cat that I was like, I need more support. I need to like live with other people. So I decided to go check myself into a homeless shelter. That's what was recommended to me by the homeless shelter that I was going for drop-in visits to. So I went there and I only stayed there one night. I went the first day and I checked in all my stuff, and they take all your stuff. You go and they put it all in a garbage bag. They wash it all because of bed bugs. Then they make you shower and they give you some clothes. And then you go upstairs and it's not a very welcoming environment. And then I had to fill out a form. And I filled out the form and then basically it was time for bed. And the girl that I was rooming with was not mentally well. It was actually, she was trans. So I should probably say they. I don't know what their pronouns were. So I'm just going to say they because I don't remember them sharing their pronouns with me. Though they presented as female because it was a female floor. So I was rooming with them and they had been going through a lot. I think they were working as a sex worker at this time. So that was not ideal. My dad did not want me there. He did not want me to go there. He was like, just stay at the apartment, blah, blah. I was like, I can't. I'm too depressed. Though being there was even worse. Being there low-key got even worse because I was staying with the person. I didn't trust them. You have to lock all your stuff in a locker, and I would just end up going back to my apartment as, like, visiting. And I was like, I miss my own bed, and I can't sleep, and there's too many noises, and everyone here is, like, not happy, obviously, because it's a homeless shelter. And also, you shouldn't be staying in a homeless shelter if you have a place to stay. That was not great on my part, though I really did not feel safe in my own home. I did not feel safe with myself. She was mentally ill, so I felt like I needed the support. That the workers there are the reason why I couldn't do it anymore. I appreciate everyone who works for not-for-profit, specifically social workers and that. Though these ones, I just felt so judged and not seen. Judged and not seen. Like, they didn't understand. So I just didn't feel seen. And so I stayed there and I was talking to one of them. They were telling me about how they're going for a master's program. And I was like, this is crazy. These people are literally the same age as me. And I'm in such a different place than them. And it really made me feel bad. I'm trying not to cry, but I might cry. It was really dark. And they had like snacks and things like that. But I just like couldn't do it. I wanted to stay because I felt like I needed the support. I was not getting the support I needed, and I just felt neglected and like a burden, and everyone was just there to work. Like, no one really cared about the people there. And then I found out that I couldn't go to like the drop-in where I had gotten to know all these workers on that side. And so then I was like, okay, I need to leave because I built like a rapport and a relationship with the workers who worked on the other side. And they all said, the people on the side that I was on, which was like the actual homeless shelter side, they're a little bit different. They're not as understanding, which they weren't. And I could tell they all had their nails freshly done and their freaking Lululemon TNA, whatever. No judgment if you wear that, though. You should know it's like a brand and you're branding yourself when you wear those items of clothing. It gives a certain look. That's why people wear it, to fit in or whatever. Though I wanted to go back to that side. So I did. I moved out the next day after staying in the homeless shelter. I moved out back home, was still depressed, and continued going to the drop-in on the other side. I ate a lot of donuts. They always had a lot of free desserts. So I ate a lot of donuts, ate a lot of junk food, drank a lot of coffee, was manically trying to find out where my cat was because she was rehomed, which you can hear more about in prior episodes. That's the hardest thing to talk about. I'm still not over it. To talk and reflect about where I am now, I'm still over it. Like, I still miss my old life, and I know I'm never going to get it back or be the same that I was. And I don't want to depress anyone on this episode, though it's in the title. If you want to feel better about your life, just take a look at mine. And I feel like I went nowhere, and I was working on this short film, and it was just not hashtag working out. Like, people said, I think people could tell that I was not in a good mental state, though I felt like this would fix it. I keep looking for exterior things to fix it, and I think that's why I'm so heartbroken over the guy or the people or the friendships and all these exterior things or my cat, like, because I feel really like there's something broken inside of me. And newsflash, I'm going to get a counselor this week, so that'll be fun. Maybe you guys will hear less depressing stuff once I start seeing her, but I had been in counseling before, and it's very difficult to find a counselor. And they charge so much. They charge so much money. And it's like, obviously, like, one of the reasons why my mental health is so bad is because I'm not working and I don't have any money. Like, I was on disability when I was in the other place that I was in. And now I'm still trying to get on disability here, though it's been a journey and I still haven't heard back. It's been like 2 months now. And now all I do, I just like scroll through my phone. I'm like, what is coming next? Who will love me? I know that I need to love me and focus on self-love and do all that, though it's like very difficult. Like, what do I do? I want to actually like do things and accomplish stuff. And like, even when I do, it doesn't feel like this void that I have inside of me. I wrote a book. I wrote 3 books during my episode, and I want to get them published, though it's so much work. I don't want to do the work. I just want to like get to the, can we skip to the good part? That part when they say, like, all the struggles that you go through will be worth it or something. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Where's the stronger part? Where's the reward for all this garbage? That's what I'm waiting for. Who knows if it'll come? Now, that's kind of a short little snippet of that. So the homeless shelter, and then I was there for a long time, and then I stopped going for a bit because I was in such a dark place that I was suicidal. So they called the police on me to come check on me. And then I was like, I don't trust you anymore. I don't want to go anymore, so I stopped going the last few months. What really saved me was getting into improv. I started doing improv, and that really helped. I met my people. That's a place where I could escape and where my mind went to another place, and I felt safe. Though I haven't really found a good improv group here. I could get involved in it, though I don't have a car. I can't drive to go to the improv, so it's a bit difficult. No, that's something I would recommend to people who are struggling. Try some improv. Because you got to think on the spot and you really got to get out of your comfort zone for that. So I found that very helpful. And yeah, I'd love to say that no matter how dark it is, don't worry, you'll get out on the other side. Though I guess I'm still in the dark tunnel finding the light. So we shall see. It may take more time than this. It's been a year. It's been over a year now. Going a year and 4 months. Oof. A year and a quarter, or a quarter down the line. I don't want to be like wishing my life away like this. So yeah, that's a cool, this is a fun, kind of depressing episode again. Hopefully next time I have something more excited for you. I'll talk about some positives in the next episode. For now, we're just getting all the stories out of the air. And I guess some good things that came out of it was I did make friendships. And if you are in a homeless shelter at this time, know that you can get out. It's hard when you don't have support from your family. A lot of people don't understand that privilege of having a home to go back to. I'm not allowed to stay in my home at the moment. That's a whole other story. So I kind of get it. Finding your own way, it's hard without support. So I would say use all the resources you can find. Work on getting educated or working a job. I think those are very important things for routine and getting out of a funk and giving purpose again and finding people. And that's what I've been working on. So yeah, this one I just want to say I love you very, very much. And I hope you have a fabulous day despite what I had to say. Thank you for your time. Hope you like the rhyme. And apologies that this episode is so short. Well, I mean, I guess I'm pretty good at summarizing. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. So yeah, enjoy. And if you have comments, please leave them down below or up. I don't know where it is on whatever platform you're watching on. But if you could leave a review, that is greatly appreciated. And share this podcast because there might be someone out there who needs it. So thank you so much and love you. Goodbye.